Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Have you ever run into a kid who doesn't like to draw? Everyone starts out drawing. Some continue, some don't. Well, for those of you who have kept up, you're about to get a refresher course on one of the most enjoyable ways you can enhance your outdoor experience, drawing plants. They're everywhere and provide an unlimited source of pleasure. And if you're one who thinks you can't, give it up. You can. Find out how when I return here on the Wildside News. This is going to be fun. Now, I don't care whether you think you can draw or not. You are about to learn. Today, we focus on drawing plants. We're surrounded by plants, and the wonderful thing about them is that they all follow a very similar design. I guarantee you, you will make improvement if you give this a try. Now, this is the third in the series on drawing nature. You can easily find the previous shows by going to the archives and looking under the art category. There you'll find the May 20th, 2004 show on field journaling, which focused on a thumbnail sketch, and journaling, the July 15th show, which was an introduction to making and embellishing journals. For today's show, all you'll need is a few pieces of paper and a pencil or a pen. Keep in mind that at any time you can pause this webcast to practice, which is key. Or come back and listen anytime, from any place, if you want to replay the show. So, let's get started. I will provide images of simple plants on today's webpage, but be sure to use this information and go on out and draw from life. That's enjoyable. To follow along on today's show, click on where it says, "Click here to follow along," in segment 3. That will take you to the page of illustrations. Follow along as we go. Now, go to Illustration 1. The first rule of everything in nature, there are no straight lines. Absolutely everything in the living world is composed of curves, and the secret of nature's unlimited beauty is that the curves are beautiful. So to learn to draw plants, you have to learn to draw curves. We will look at various aspects of plants, then learn how to finally draw a whole plant. Let's start out with a few simple exercises. I want you to practice drawing long, beautiful curves. You can see examples on today's page. When you hear this sound, it means this might be a good time to pause the show and practice. So when you hear the sound, pause your player and draw some curved lines. When you are ready to continue, hit the play button on your player. Okay. Draw. Go to number 2. Here you will notice a variety of leaves. The best way to draw a leaf is to start with a midrib, that heavy vein down the middle of the leaf. Now take a look, and you will see that that midrib is a very simple long curve. That's going to be the case in almost every single leaf. So draw a long, smooth curve to represent a midrib. Now notice the shape of the leaf is also a curve, but it is a series of curves. Number 3. Then you talk your way around the edge of the leaf. A short inside curve, then a long outside curve, and then a short inside curve to the point. Number 4. Now try different combinations of inside and outside curves, trying to repeat them on both sides of the stem. Talk your way through. You will find these combinations almost always look like a leaf you've seen somewhere. Number 5. Now pay attention to how the plant is constructed. There are three basic forms. You can refer to these photos. Alternate has leaves growing off the stem alternately. Opposite has leaves growing opposite one another, and basil has the leaves growing from the base or the ground. So pay attention, because when you draw these plants, you'll want to be able to identify, is it alternate, opposite, or basal, and then draw it that way. Number 6. Then realize that in any plant, from a flower to a tree, nature likes to repeat itself. So on any plant, take a survey of what angle the leaf grows from the stem. I like to refer to it by the hour hand of a clock, such as a 1 o'clock angle, a 2 o'clock angle, even a 1:15 angle. We are very sensitive to these differences. Now make sure that every leaf comes off of every stem, and every stem comes off of each branch at the same angle, and you will suddenly find a beautiful lifelike drawing emerging. 7. This is fun. It's easy to draw a twisted leaf. Start with the midrib. Somewhere, cross the midrib and return to the point. Then, start on the other side of the midrib, cross at the same place on the midrib, and continue to the point. Voila! A twisted leaf. 8. Now, let's put it all together. Start with the stem of a plant. Draw in the midribs, coming off the stem, always the same angle. They can then curve in interesting ways. Then simply repeat the leaf type, sometimes making some twist. And there you have a wonderful lifelike plant. Now go on out and enjoy nature. By observing how it all truly fits together, you will begin to see the nature of nature and start to sense the magic and beauty of our living world. Be sure to bring along paper and pencil or pen when you head out, and then have fun. So here we are at another endpoint of the Wild Side News. When we began, I said we'd save the message to the end of the show instead of the beginning. But my time is up. So I'm going to have to let you draw your own insights into the nature of this show. So this is Sidney Wildsmith saying adios until we meet again each Thursday or any time on the archives on your Voice of the Earth here on the Wild Side News.